Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
You will eat Z-Bugs and you will drive ZEVs. So says Joe Biden. A lot of folks, I don't think the American electorate really understands what Joe Biden has done with his executive order. It's a double whammy. It makes tailpipe emissions, it lowers them so much that gas-powered cars will be unaffordable for regular people. Maybe Joe Biden's friends in the Hamptons or something can drive them. But the whole point is to make them more expensive than EVs while mandating that two-thirds of the fleet sold on the floor of the showroom by 2032 must be EVs. And yes, there will be gas-powered cars there too. That'd be the other third, but people like you and I aren't going to be able to afford those cars. And Joe Biden did this with the flick of his pen, like any dictator. That's why Donald Trump said this is going to be a bloodbath for the American automotive industry. He's right. That was a correct use of the term bloodbath. Well, if you want to see what the beginning of the bloodbath looks like, okay, here we go. Headline over the weekend, shocking. Ford loses $1.3 billion with a B on electric vehicles in just the first quarter of 2024. Delays plans to make more. Wow. Ford Motor Company reported a whopping, listen to this, $132,000 loss on each electric vehicle sold during the first 3 months of 2024, amassing a $1.3 billion loss. But you will drive the EV. You will drive it. All while last week, and I didn't do enough on this last week, a separate set of rules put into place by Joe Biden and his EPA says that 16% of our electricity sources must shut down by 2032, the coal-fired plants, or they must put scrubbers on the plants. Okay, when you put a scrubber on the plant, for starters, it requires 25% of the energy that the plant produces to do the scrubbing, to take out 90% of the pollution. It's not even actually pollution, it's just carbon. Carbon has been on our earth for a long time. There's a carbon cycle, like a water cycle. It's not the end of the world, unless you're a leftist. And it would double to quadruple the cost of that electricity. And the problem with coal is it's our most reliable source. That's what takes over when the grid is under stress. So we just shut that down, and we're going to have everybody plug their EV in. Literally in the same year that the coal power plants are shutting down, we're losing 16% of our electricity, is when everybody's supposed to be plugging their EV in. If you don't think that's a coincidence, it's not. The plan is for no electricity to flow into your car. Then they have total control. If they can make everything electric, from your stove to your EV to your leaf blower to your water heater, they have total control. And all they need is one of those smart meters on your home, and they got you. Are Americans going to fall for this? Look, folks, none of this is going to happen if Donald Trump wins. It's all gone. It's all over. But somehow, with the flick of his pen, Dear Leader thinks he can compel Ford and all of these other automakers to sell EVs, to have two-thirds of the fleet they produce each year be electric vehicles or suffer $14 billion, with a B, billion dollars in fines. So what is the left solution to, hey, we just lost $1.3 billion on EVs in a single quarter? Folks, that's only 3 months. It's only 3 months. Ford loses $1.3 billion on electric vehicles in the first quarter of 2024, delays plans to make more, naturally. And Joe says, no, you will make more. I'm going to fund you. I'm going to fine you $14 billion, all of you. That's industry-wide. That's the max amount of the fines. So I got to lose money so I don't get fined by Joe. And it's brilliant how they do this because it doesn't start right now. It starts in 27 and it, you know, ends in 32 with pretty much the complete collapse of the auto industry in America. It's brilliant because nobody will even remember Joe then. Well, everybody walking around, why are there no... Why can't I buy a gas-powered car? Why aren't there any gas-powered cars on this lot? What is it? Oh, my gosh. Look at what that gas-powered car cost. It's total destruction. Total destruction. But that's what they do. It doesn't have to happen. If the American people could just understand what the Democrats are doing here and what this looks like. I just, you know, here's what I would do, honestly. If you've got a gas-powered vehicle, I'd hold on to it. I'd take good care of it. If you're going to buy one, I'd get a good solid car and hold on to it to 20, you know, whatever. Because this is going to be probably, I mean, if we can't beat them, this is going to be your last car. It's going to be like Cuba. You're going to be scrounging around for parts to fix it. And the Democrats would love to turn this into Cuba. It's who they are. So meanwhile, signs are, though, that we may not have to live through that nightmare and learn from it. We can just defeat Joe Biden and his idiot philosophy. CNN poll, folks, I love this. I don't know if it's true, but it's so much fun. CNN poll from the weekend. Beautiful screenshot. Trump, 42%. Biden, 33%. Kennedy, 16%. West at 4% and Stein at 3%. It's too good to be true. But we can have fun. Yeah, so... Trump's still leading Biden, even when you pull out the others. But if if Kennedy, West, and Stein stay in, allegedly, according to CNN, who knows? It's CNN. Trump's at 42%, Biden's at 33%. So maybe we will never have to know what it is like to spend a couple of days a week with no electricity, with our cars stuck in our driveways because we can't charge them. Coal fire plant shutting down. And oh, by the way, the next step is to shut down the natural gas plant. Same way, got to put the scrubbers on them. There's no scrubber that's ever been affixed to a natural gas plant, period. It has been done in a simulation in a lab, but it's never happened in real life. But that's their enviro policy, or they shut down. Or we just elect Trump and none of it happens. And things are good. Or we have societal collapse. It's going to be one of the two. Let's see if these women in the suburbs are smart enough to pick the right one. I'm not sure they are. Not sure they are.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.